Oklahoma indigenous artist Jamie Coon has been at it a long time. As a matter of fact, she's one of the first artists I came across in my old radio station WGWE's Gyno Library. It's good to see that she's had a lot of success throughout the years, including performing at prestigious venues like the Smithsonian and Kennedy Center, you know, once upon a time. And she's also received honors from the Orange County Music Awards and Native E-Music Awards as well. Her latest single is Red, and it's a moving track to get us into this hour on the mainstream. I'm Brett Maybe. Now we're scanning a guego, haitqua, agajengua, gotni goyo, tiyawanza guego, nangam, wanisa bait. I'm thankful you're well, and I hope there are good minds everywhere across our beautiful Mother Earth today before our time together is up. We're going to hear from English singer-songwriter Stephen Wilson, a track that kind of sounds a little bit what it would be like if the Beatles and Pink Floyd had a baby. Later on, one from Ojibwe singer-songwriter Asa Nabi. We'll also be enjoying new music from Barry Adamson. It's an instrumental that we'll be hearing from him that's a part of a soundtrack. In fact, both of our editions this hour are instrumentals and are, at the very least, inspired by cinema. Welcome to the Tudor Gate is James Chapman's soundtrack to a half-remembered film. And as I take a look at his website, he said that it was recorded in 2014 and lost until now. Quote, inspired by a film that I was never able to trace, I set out to create a mysterious, strange, and uneasy soundtrack with a nod to the fantastical. I imagined a protagonist venturing into a foreboding land of immense forest filled with mysterious beings where magic is real and witchcraft is feared. Each of the selections on Welcome to the Tudor Gate are chapter names, and you're going to hear Chapter 5 right now from Maps on the Mainstream.
This is Kaylee Jade, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Templeman's Eyed Wise Shut, a single released last year and introduced into the mainstream almost a year ago to the day. We heard Mimi O'Bonswin's Weird from her 2017 Connected. And again, it was Maps, Chapter 5, from Welcome to the Tudor Gate, released on Mute Records, that we got into the rotation for the first time this hour. I'm Brett Mabee, and if you're just now joining us, it's good to have you here. I'm thankful you're well, and I hope there are good minds everywhere. We need all the good vibes we can get. And before resuming the listening, and while I have your attention, don't forget that I'm always looking for great new music. So if you're a professional singer-songwriter, consider this year standing an open invitation to submit your own originally recorded music for consideration in the rotation. You can do that one of two ways, by either emailing them to me at brett@mainstreamradio.net, or you can always submit them physically to Brett Mabee, Turtle Island Tunes, Full Moon Radio, P.O. Box 252, Salamanca, New York, 14779. It's a mouthful, so again, be sure to check out the website for all of that information and a whole lot more, including the show archive. Before this block is up, Real Bad Man with Genevieve Artadi. Right now, though, we're heading on over to Northern California with Claire Wright. Her sophomore album is Holding On Tight. There are a number of collaborations, including fellow label mates on Ineffable Records, The Elevators, also Anuheya, and The Hip Abduction. Right now, in fact, this track features that band, and it is the title track of Holding On Tight, today on The Mainstream.
I've been on the fence. I've been trying to slow my roll and take life in. But Father Time's been holding back his dividends. Yeah, the way that life's been lately, it's enough to drive a sane man crazy. If I'm not speeding, then I feel like I'm lazy. But where am I going? Why the hell am I racing? It's time to take a step back and catch my breath.
Hey, this is Thea May from Atikmekshang Anishinaabek, and you are listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
Isolating sunset fades in the autumn.